Felix was once more at Observation Post 1 when, at 27 minutes into the 13th hour, the third attack began. It was pitiful. The ants were quite literally pale imitations of their former selves. Their hides appeared unformed, almost translucent. Their awkward gait was barely sufficient to carry them up out of the darkness toward the waiting warriors. Fewer than 200 ants appeared. Felix glanced at the dozen warriors inhabiting the vastly enlarged OP with him. He decided their make-work project of expanding the OP might come in handy. He tongued the command frequency and told them about the attack. Then he told them he and the dozen warriors could handle it on the spot. The reply was lost to him the first time. It was the siliconite, he had been told, that was responsible for the gradual deterioration of communication. He waited a couple of seconds and tried again. This time the voice from the command platform came through, distorted but coherent enough.
"Go ahead," a bored voice advised him.
Suddenly, another voice grated onto the circuit. Felix recognized Major Aleki's businesslike tones.
"Don't attack. Repeat, don't attack. Let them through. You hear me, Felix?"
"I hear you, Major. You want us to let them through, right?
Why?"
But there was no answer. Static, possibly. He told the others. As they gathered up the gear and prepared to pull out, one of the warriors turned to Felix.
"How come, Scout? What's the point of not killing him now?"
Felix said he didn't know, but he should have seen it. It was the press. They had already taken vids of the battlefield, carpeted with blasted ants. They had gotten the warriors, too, and the bunker and the walls, and recently Kent's ribbon ceremony. Now they were going to get a real-life ant slaughter. Felix and Dominguez stood side by side on the wall among the jumble of reporters and tourists and watched the cannon crews toy with the last of the enemy.
"Holy shit!"
Dominguez exclaimed suddenly. He slapped an armored hand against Felix's back.
"We beat them, Felix,"
he said, amazement in his voice.
"We beat them."
"By God," said Felix as it also dawned. "You're right. We did. We really did."
The two of them thought about that in silence a while, until Schoen appeared beside them.
"I want a sample or two as soon as possible," she said.
Dominguez laughed.
"Hell, Colonel, it's possible right now,"
he said and hopped over the wall. The battle, such as it was still going on, and for one heart-stopping instant, Felix thought the man would get a cannon in his back. But the crews spotted him in time and held their fire. Then Dominguez proceeded to take three samples of ant spines before the eyes of mankind. There was much cheering when he hopped back over the wall carrying the snips. Reporters converged on him as if magnetized. Felix and Schoen laughed, applauding awkwardly with plasteel palms.